In the book of 1 Kings, in chapter 3, we find the story of Solomon being granted wisdom. And the way it came about was Solomon offered up burnt offerings to the Lord. There's 1,000 burnt offerings, and the Lord asked him if the Lord told him that he can ask for a gift from the Lord. So I'll read the passage here and then share some thoughts. 1 Kings chapter 3, starting in verse 4. Now the king, that's King Solomon, went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" And Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth and righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. So a pause here and note that this account, this story, gives us like a bit of a picture into what we now know as spiritual gifts, where the Lord gives gifts to each one of his children. And he offered a gift to Solomon, and Solomon, to his credit, humbled himself and wisely chose a gift for the good of God's people. He did not choose for himself great power or a long life or lots of money. We could go on and on. What would we ask for? Have you ever thought what you might ask for if God would offer you the opportunity to choose one thing and you could choose whatever you wanted? Well, this is what Solomon chose. He had this tremendous responsibility to lead the people, to lead God's people. And he loved the Lord at this point in time. His heart was for the Lord. And he wanted to please God. He wanted to do right by him. And that so that God would bless his people. And the Lord was greatly pleased with Solomon's request. Then God said to him in verse 11, "Because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Then I will lengthen your days." Offered him, in addition to what he had requested, the Lord said he would also give him riches and honor. And to to the extent that there wouldn't be another king like him in his days. The wisdom part that he had requested, the Lord said there wouldn't be any before or after like him. And then he said, if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Basically, he told him that if he would obey, he would also give him a long life. So he separated that part and made it conditional on his obedience. I think if we read this story, we can see that it's giving a picture that life, the long life that was offered to Solomon, that I believe is symbolic of eternal life, which is very long, of course. So our life in Christ, which is an eternal life, is not based on any amount of gifts that we may have received. It is based on our obedience to the Lord. It's our life is conditional on us obeying him. And so when we think about gifts, we want to remember that they are good. I believe we have somewhat of an opportunity to choose the types of gifts we want. Of course, it is the Lord who gives them as he chooses, the Bible says, but it also says that we are to desire the best gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the last verse. Paul writes, in the context of spiritual gifts, he says, but earnestly desire the best gifts, or the greater gifts. So, just like Solomon chose a gift that would be a tremendous blessing to God's people, we also have the opportunity to desire gifts and seek them and ask God for gifts that will be a blessing, be a help in his kingdom, be a help to God's people. And I believe many times that the Lord honors those requests in his time, of course, and as he sees fit. But we are invited, we are commanded, we are instructed to seek after good gifts. However, it is not the gifts that save us, that give us eternal life. It is our obedience that does that. And we see, I just find this interesting here, reading this story of Solomon, how even in this account, we can see that happening here. And I'm not sure, I did not check to see how old Solomon was when he died, but we do know that he did, at least to a certain extent, he fell away from the Lord in his later years, or middle age. Not sure, he had a lot of money, and he had many women, many wives. He desired a lot of women, and these drew his heart away from the Lord. So anyway, back to the account here, the gifts here. We see that God loved Solomon and instructed him to ask for a gift. And I do believe that that's also for us today, that we can ask. Certainly we have the clear instruction in James chapter 1 at the very beginning of the chapter, that if we lack wisdom, that we are to ask and that God gives it liberally. So certainly we are instructed to ask for that a gift. And any gift that is good, we are instructed to desire, to seek those gifts. So I hope that can be a bit of an encouragement to you in your walk with the Lord. And let's keep our eyes on the Lord. He is faithful. And let's give him our everything. God bless you.